What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Wednesday, I had a bullpen, and right after my bullpen, AJ, our pitching coach in Syracuse, gathered everybody around and kind of just told everybody I was going to the big leagues and getting to start on Saturday. So, super awesome experience for me, pretty emotional experience too for me and my family. So it was really cool.
What was your initial hour after the fact? Like, was it just on the phone calling people, letting everybody know?
Yeah, it was pretty much on the phone, waiting for my dad to call me back. He was working, so he couldn't answer the phone right away, but my fiance answered right away, and my mom answered right away. And then I was just hoping that my dad didn't open Twitter before calling me back, because it leaked pretty quick. So, yeah, I was on the phone for pretty much, like, I'd say 45 minutes right after it happened, and just trying to take it all in.
When you're at AAA and you know you're right on the precipice of getting to the major leagues, is there a challenge to not looking too far forward and looking at what's going on with the big club to kind of gauge when and if and when your name is going to be called?
Yeah, I would think so. But at the end of the day, like, the guys in AAA are pretty good too. So you still have to go out there with your best stuff and go and compete and try to win the baseball game as well. So that helps, trying to stay in the moment and just go out there and compete with everything you got, and hopefully one day you get the call.
Mendy was asked about his relationship with you, and he said you didn't really get a chance to know you that well in spring training because you weren't even there in major league camp. So go back to February. You report to Port St. Lucie. In your mind, was it compete at AAA, maybe get to the big leagues, or was your mindset getting to the big leagues at some point in 2025?
I think that's always been my mindset. I had confidence going in. If I just handled what I was supposed to handle, I'd have a chance. And that was my goal, is just try to leave them without a reasonable doubt to just get me into the big leagues. So hopefully that's what I did, and hopefully I can stay here.
What would you say was the biggest stride that you made this season that's gotten you to this point?
I think just overall experience and pitchability, learning how to get guys out multiple times in an order, not just one time through, and then struggle facing them the second time, but being able to use all my pitches later in the game, and just learn how to pitch deeper into the baseball game.
What can you take from tonight where you're just kind of sitting back and taking in the entire atmosphere?
I think I'm just going to try to take it all in. Just the environment, and watch these guys. Like, some of these guys I've grown up watching my whole life, like your Lindors and Sotos. Like, I've been watching them since I was little. So it's like I'm going to try to take it all in, but at the same time try to learn something as well, how the pitchers are pitching guys, and just try to pick everybody's brain as much as I can.
It's been a pretty fast track for you since you've made the transition to full-time pitching. Do you think that also was able to get you to this point a little bit faster, knowing that you were just focusing on one side of the ball?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped. Just being able to recover in between starts a little bit better. I feel more confident in my legs and my arm, and just having everything with me each time I went out there and not trying to piece it together in the first because I was exhausted. I think it's definitely much easier now.
All right, well, Nolan, appreciate it. Enjoy the next 24 hours. Tomorrow should be fun.
For sure. Thank you.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.